"I'll break it for him," said I, now flying into a passion against this unaccountable farrago of the landlord's. "It's broke already," said he. "Broke," said I. "Broke, do you mean?" "Certain, and that's the very reason he can't sell it, I guess."
"Landlord," said I, going up to him as cool as Mount Hecla in a snowstorm, "landlord, stop whittling. You and I must understand one another, and that too without delay. I come to your house and want a bed. You tell me you can only give me half of one, that the other half belongs to a certain harpooner, and about this harpooner, whom I have not yet seen, you persist in telling me the most mystifying and exasperating stories, tending to beget in me an uncomfortable feeling towards the man whom you design for my bedfellow. A sort of connection, landlord, which is an intimate and confidential one in the highest degree. I now demand of you to speak out and tell me who and what this harpooner is, and whether I shall be in all respects safe to spend the night with him. And in the first place you will be so good as to unsay that story about selling his head, which, if true, I take to be good evidence that this harpooner is stark mad, and I've no idea of sleeping with a madman. And you, sir, you, I mean, landlord, you, sir, by trying to induce me to do so knowingly, would thereby render yourself liable to a criminal prosecution."
"Well," said the landlord, fetching a long breath, "that's a pretty long sermon for a chap that rips a little now and then. But be easy, be easy. This here harpooner I've been telling you of has just arrived from the South Seas, where he bought up a lot of bomb New Zealand heads, great curios, you know, and he sold all of 'em but one, and that one he's trying to sell tonight, 'cause tomorrow's Sunday, and it would not do to be selling human heads about the streets when folks is going to churches. He wanted to last Sunday, but I stopped him just as he was going out the door with four heads strung on a string, for all the earth like a string of onions."
This account cleared up the otherwise unaccountable mystery, and showed that the landlord, after all, had no idea of fooling me. But at the same time, what could I think of a harpooner who stayed out of a Saturday night clean into the Holy Sabbath, engaged in such a cannibal business as selling the heads of dead idolaters? "Depend upon it, landlord, that harpooner is a dangerous man."
"He pays regular," was the rejoinder. "But come, it's getting dreadful late. You'd better be turning flukes. It's a nice bed. Sal and me slept in that ere bed the night we was spliced. There's plenty of room for two to kick about in that bed. It's an almighty big bed, that. Why, afore we give it up, Sal used to put our Sam and little Johnny in the foot of it. But I got a-dreamin' and sprawlin' about one night, and somehow Sam got pitched on the floor, and came near breakin' his arm.